John Heyman is writer for today's Knuckleball. He's also an insider for MLB Network and for WFAN New York. John Heyman joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. John, thanks so much for doing this. You raised the point a couple of days ago about the Blue Jays still being interested in Jay Bruce, which kind of ties into things people around the organization are saying. You know, I asked somebody in the Jays front office about Jay Bruce, and he said, nothing's really changed in that equation other than the fact that Michael Saunders is a hell of a lot better than we thought he was. Unfortunately, Michael Saunders may not be back next year. So the reasons the Jays wanted Jay Bruce, some of those reasons are still very much in play, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. They're one of the teams that I've heard at least speculated as a possibility for Bruce. And I think we all think that Bruce will be traded eventually. He was obviously almost traded, as we all know, for Saunders and others. I think it worked out fine for everybody. Saunders having a great year. Bruce actually having a great year as well. So, I guess in a sense it almost would have been a wash except for the money. So that actually worked out well for Toronto, but I think they still would be interested in a left-handed bat from what I understand and some bullpen arms, as you mentioned. So I think they're a very good team, and they're close to the best team. They're not that far away at this point. I thought they were the best team in that division. They may still prove to be. Baltimore and Boston have even better offenses than I thought. They still have those same pitching questions, though. So Toronto's got the pitching edge, and, I think their offense is very good. But right now, Baltimore and Boston have the best offense in baseball.
John, who do you see right now as teams that are most likely to be sellers?
Sellers, I would say. Atlanta, they're always a seller.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, not that they have that much to sell, really. Minnesota is a seller. I mean, there are teams that are clearly out of it. San Diego, where I am right now, they're clearly a seller. Colorado, potentially a seller as well. There are a lot of teams that are out there to sell. Cincinnati, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got in each league, you've got about a half dozen teams that are really played their way out of it at this point.
John, the fact that it's a pretty slim free agent market, historically slim free agent market, I think most people would say, does that increase the likelihood of trades being made? Or in some ways, might it have a... kind of put a damper on trade simply because knowing that there is a slim free agent market out there, teams are probably going to be asking for more than they have in the past.
Yeah, I think the fact that free agent market is very, very weak, as you mentioned. Obviously, Toronto's got a few players, but they're rare in that. They do have some star players who are free agents. I think that it puts a damper on things a little bit because free agent players are more likely to be traded, particularly if they're on teams that are out of it. Teams that are out of it and have a guy for only half a year to go, it doesn't really make that much sense to keep him unless you're absolutely in love with him and must have him and have to sign him and all that. So I think it's a little bit of a negative on the trade market. The biggest negative is that there just aren't many starting pitchers out there on the market. It's just a paucity of starting pitchers due to injuries and whatever. I mean, there are some great, great pitchers in this era, but there aren't enough of them. And I think that's the biggest issue right now as we look at the trade market.
John, obviously the Chicago Cubs are the team that a lot of people have been focusing on all year. I mean, at one point, I think people were talking about, and we're still doing it. We're still sort of trying to find historical comparables to the Cubs. Well, maybe not as much as we were earlier in the year. Are they the best team in baseball right now, or do you think that perhaps the best team in baseball might, in fact, be the Texas Rangers?
Yeah, I think right now it's a toss-up between the Giants, the Cubs, and, as you said, the Rangers. Those seem to be the three best teams. The Rangers, if they have Darvish, they're really a major, major threat. You have Darvish and Hamels with all those great young players. They're awfully good. But Darvish still, we'll see when he comes back. They're saying it's going to be fairly shortly, and they're pretty confident. And if he's back, they're clearly a powerhouse in with the other two. I mean, the Giants, you got that even year thing. I don't know whether to believe it or it's crazy or whatever, but the fact they didn't have a long postseason run last year, maybe that helps them. And they obviously signed Cueto and Samardzija, which really rounded out a nice rotation. And, you know, the Cubs are a really good team with great young players and a very nice rotation. Maybe it's not an all-time great rotation that it looked like earlier, but it's a good team. So I think it's basically a three-way toss-up. You know, I don't think Toronto's that far away. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the year, I had Toronto versus San Francisco in the World Series. Would not be shocked if that's the outcome.
John, what would you do if you were the Blue Jays in this situation where you have Edwin, you have Jose, you have Michael Saunders going to free agency, you still have a window of opportunity with Troy Tulowitzki and Russ Martin. You've also got, from the looks of things, a pretty good cost-effective starting rotation. Four-fifths of them under contract. None of them are going to break the bank by any stretch of the imagination. What approach should the Blue Jays be taking these next 2 weeks?
Well, I think they got to play it to win this year. I mean, certainly have a good opportunity this year when they still have Encarnacion and Bautista. I mean, they're not going to retain both of them. Maybe one of them. I don't know. I would think at this point, reading the tea leaves, they'll probably both be gone, and they will rebuild from there in a sense. But they still have so many good players that it's not a rebuilding situation, but they have to figure out what to do with that save money and how to replace those big sluggers. But for this year, they clearly have to play it to win. I mean, they have an opportunity here as they did last year. They really went for it last year. It's going to be a little bit more difficult this year. You don't have as many prospects to trade. They obviously did trade those prospects, and I hear some regret of all the prospects that were traded by Toronto, a very high number of them.
Mm-hmm.
And would you rather undo them and not have Josh Donaldson? I mean, he's one of the best five players in baseball, so I wouldn't have too much regret about that. They have a very good team on the field, and I think while they might want to hold on to the prospects they have left, or the few prospects they have left, they got to go for it this year. I mean, this is an opportunity for them. There is no super team, as people suspected earlier. There are certainly probably three teams that they're looking up at. Certainly in the standings, they are looking up at Baltimore as well right now. But I think that they have a clear opportunity to win that division and to really become a World Series threat. If they can just round out the team a little bit with a little bullpen help and maybe one more hitter.